Hi, it's Cassidy.
And April.
And we are the hosts of the podcast Dress, the History of Fashion.
Join us to learn all about the who, what, when, of why we wear.
Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys, bunch of
for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey of the day for Friday, October 19th goes to a young man named Zachary Miller. Now, Zachary is 34 years old, and he's from Norcross, Georgia. Let me tell you all something. We are officially in the season where people will be doing something strange for a little bit of change, okay? It's the holidays, my guys. Holidays are right around the corner. I would encourage you all to clutch your purses a little tighter. Okay, my brothers, make sure you got zippers on your back pockets where you keep your wallets. If you own a small store like a liquor store, gas station, something like that, have the police patrol a little more frequently because the holidays are fast approaching. Stick up boys are out. All right, the scammers are scamming. All right, it's a lot of reasons for this. Number one, the holidays. People got families that want things. And a lot of people done messed around and did nothing all year. It's like they on a treadmill running in place and they have gotten nowhere fast. And now the holidays are right here looking you dead in the face. And they have nothing to show for it. So they scrambling to get something under that Christmas tree by any means necessary. And a lot of people just trying to come up for the new year. Okay, nobody wants to bring in the new year's dead broke. Because they feel like that's how they will end up spending the whole 2019. People want to be able to post on social media, new year, no, new me, okay? No, it's going to be new year, same old broke nigga, all right? Ain't nothing changed. I'm sorry. I apologize for saying that word. Okay? The pocket's still going to be on E. But Zachary Miller had a plan to change that. Now, my favorite food chain that I eat at the most without question is Subway. Dropping the clues bombs with Subway. Okay. Chopped tuna salad at Subway, that's me for lunch 3 or 4 times a week. That's my go-to whenever I want to lean out and get that waist right. That's what I do. So I respect the establishment that is Subway, minus the pedophile Jared. Okay, Subway has done nothing but give people healthier fast food options. And for that, I will forever be grateful. Me personally, I look at Subway as a place to get a quick meal. Zachary Miller looks at Subway as a place to catch a quick lick before the holidays, okay? So Zachary decided to rob a Subway. Zachary is a man who is taking destiny into his own hands. He's not wishing on a star like the rest of us, begging Aladdin to make his dreams come true. He's not running out to buy Mega Millions tickets. He's not buying hope the way Cat Williams buys dope, allegedly. Zachary decided to go rob a Subway because that's where the money is at, all right? He knows that all those $5 footlongs add up, so he stuck up a Subway and made out with a whopping grand total. Are you ready for this?
How much?
Of $100. Now, that right there should get him donkey of the day because he's going to be spending the holidays and probably a few more years in prison over $100. You could have found some odd jobs to do around your neighborhood to make that kind of money. But the reason Zachary, whatever the hell his name is getting donkey of the day is not just because he robbed a Subway. It's what else he decided to do when he robbed a Subway. Let's go to Fox 5 Atlanta for the report, please.
Police nab a man who they say robbed a Gwinnett Subway and then returned to get a sandwich. He orders a sandwich like a normal customer, but then he climbs right over the counter, demands cash. He steals about $100 and then takes off out the door. But watch this. He immediately returns to then get that sandwich. Gwinnett County Police identified the man as Zachary Miller. Authorities arrested him in Tennessee.
How hungry was Zachary?
Very.
Okay. And if it was one employee in there, how shook was he or she? All right, you asking me to multitask. You want me to get robbed and make you a sandwich? Do I have to ask you what you want on this sandwich as I'm getting robbed? Do you know how difficult it is to ask if you want cheese on this with a gun in your face? Why couldn't Zach get the money and then stop at another Subway? Did you want a sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich that bad? How good is that meatball marinara sandwich at Subway that you needed to rob Subway, order a sandwich, forgot your sandwich because clearly you were doing more important things like robbing the store, leave the Subway after robbing the store, remember you forgot your oven-roasted chicken breast, and then turn around to get it? Look, I don't feel sorry for Zachary Miller. I just hope he knows what to say when he gets asked whether he wants 6 inches or a foot long in prison.
Damn.
Please let Remy Ma give Zachary Miller the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
It's not worth it, my guys.
All right.
$100, you could have go washed cars. Okay? Wait till it snows and shovel some snow. If you make for $100,
you might have been hungry too, though.
Oh, stop it.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.